Bill, Ambassador, Ambassador, Council General, former Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen. I know Brian Stark for many years. I have a privilege to do this for tourism quite a long time ago, and he said to me, we bring 50,000 a year to Ireland, put a half a million bed nights in there. And I said, Brian, I want to talk to some of these people, see what kind of experience they have. Which I did, and they attended a lot of tourism fairs. And some of the American people said to me, yeah, I mean, why should I go to your country? I mean, it rains all the time. Where I come from, it does, 200 days a year. I developed my own line anyway, and I used to say, well, that's true, but it's different. First of all, it's asked free. Secondly, it's good for your complexion. Thirdly, it's anti-wrinkle. The little male born in 1927. Anyway, I just want to say it's a privilege to be here at the 52nd U.S. Ireland Council Annual Function here. I'm going to thank you for the introduction. This council was formed way back in the time when President Kennedy was president, and ever since then it's been a consistent supporter of Ireland through highs and lows. I want to congratulate you, Jerry. This businessman is a man of courage. This person with vision. This person who's absolutely stubborn following to what you believe is. And I know that this massive investment is almost across the line. We wish you the success of that, and we support you very strongly, as indeed with the farmers of that region, right up to Donegal, in years to come, when they see the real benefits of Mayor in Europe. It's going to Kerala on the north coast, where the Thrush landed in 1798. It took them a while to arrive. This is the delivery, I said, it took a little longer than expected. But it's almost there. I'd also like to say that I want to acknowledge the presence here of board members of the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. This was founded back in 1904 by that great sculptor of boards, W.B. Yeats, William Butler Yeats, and Lady Augusta Gregory from Galway. They defined the ambition of setting up a theatre like the Abbey to bring upon the stage the deeper thoughts and emotions of Ireland. And that's exactly where we are now, is we need to bring the thoughts and the emotions of Ireland to the fore. And we've come through a pretty torrid time in the last 3.5 years. And Scotland's set it out there. For a country of 4.5 million, with less than 2 million working, find a catastrophic situation, the economy was in a free fall, the borrow $64 billion. No tools or mechanisms at the European level to deal with that. It meant negative equity for everybody, 250,000 jobs gone, emigration, despair, disillusionment, despondency, no hope, no name, no integrity, no credibility. So landed is by the people, double mandate, one, fix your public finances, two, put the country back to work. And that meant giving clarity, a horizon, societies, courage, and say to people, look, let's draw on the emotions of the Irish here. Why did they ever do best when your back to the wall? Take off your jacket and roll up your sleeves. The single objective of starting is out, not for me. They don't take myself seriously, they don't take the job seriously. The generations of the United build a country that would not be allowed to slip back into an economic swamp, and that they can have a sense of pride and conviction of the country that they live in for their children. There are three ambitions that are not aspirational, they're achievable. The first is to make our country the best small country in the world in which to do business. Secondly, best country in the world in which to raise a family. probably the best country in the world in which to grow old, a sense of dignity and respect. We've got 75 million worldwide. In 2016, we commemorated the centenary of the wide event in the scene, which was the first to take so many steps to achieve political and economic independence. Just yesterday evening in the General Post Office in London on Conn Street, we launched the program for the decade of centenary commemorative events. We started the Great War right through to 2022. We lost 70,000 men, 50,000 in the Great War. We commemorate the activities of their joining the fight for a king and country, or fight for freedom and small nations. You will recall from your history that the question of home rule was always big in Ireland. The Irish Parliament was probably about 40 years to get that. And the eve of the Great War, it was achieved in the House of Commons. But was never actually enacted by John Redmond and his National Party. So 1916 came, and from that came the growth of independence, the Civil War, and out of that came the fledgling state through the 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, and so on. We've had the troubles in Northern Ireland for 40 years, Scarborough, 3,000 people were maimed and butchered and blown up and lost their lives. Disappear and so on. And all sat down at the end of the day and put together a fragile piece which is in situ now for 20 years. And right now, some young people in council this evening with the approval of Constable Jones to talk about peace in communities and how to engage with young people. They're in a situation where the future is blocked by the past and where the lack of imagination of politicians constricts the opportunity for young people to open the doors of the future, which is coming at us great speed. That's why I commend the President of the United States and the Secretary of State, Senator Kerry, for appointing Gary Hart as the U.S. envoy to help the discussions which are taking place at the moment. Thanks, David, that having assessed the situation of despair, it's necessary to set out a plan and a strategy and go to the people and say, look, nobody will help us here unless we help ourselves. It meant enormous sacrifices for so many people. It meant having unions vote for restricted salaries, no increases, no increments, movements of public service, stripping away all of the perks from politics, ending corporate donations from political parties, all these things. And also then going abroad to this great continent and some of the others to say, we've got a different regime now. We want to sort this out, and we do sort it out. So, in those 3.5 years, it's come to my mind where interest rates are 15%, blocking a lot of markets, now they're 1.6. Unemployment was 15.2, it's dropped to 11, down to 10s in the new year. We have reduced the deficit to, we're going to reduce it below 2% next year, eliminated by 2018, and full employment by 2020. There is a rising tide of confidence, a surge of conviction that we can actually do these things. We're now in a position where we're actually attracting over 1,000 jobs a week. 2,000 alone last week. And the line of investment in the country is very strong, epitomized by Jerry Coffey and his investment in Ireland and so many others. I opened a little place as well for a little man from Manhattan. We opened an IT facility in Dublin, and I said, no, why did you come here? He was there with his t-shirt and jeans and runners. I said, I'm from Manhattan, I want to go to the cosmopolitan country. And he said, but I'm blown away by what I see walking in the door in terms of the quality of young people and their imagination. Einstein said, it is about imagination. It's the greatest force that it impels the world. Rosetta had landed on the comet 300 million miles away. Surely to God, it's just everything at home. have the Web Summit in Dublin. 22,000 creators, innovators, nerds, the people who are changing the frontiers ahead of us. The way they think, the script they write, the code that they write, where things are going to happen. And we see the light of people wanting to come to Ireland. Why is it about these people? Why was they in Turin 3 weeks ago talking to 81 leaders, 27 from Europe and the rest from the Far East? They all say, how can you do this? Now, the fastest growing economy in Europe, 5% projected growth this year. When we come from negative growth, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, this year projected 4.75%. The next number of years, 3.5% to 4%. What I want to do, and what I have been trying to do, is that the blocks behind the weakness of the economy are going to roll back. It's going to go forward. And Europe's got challenges, structural, unemployment, poverty, all these things. And yet, for us, we've achieved big deals in the United States, it's almost there, China, Japan, so many other locations want to be associated with Ireland. Opened 100,000 square foot units from Facebook just last fortnight. They're all there, all the ITs, all the software, all the pharmaceuticals, the biosciences, life sciences. They're all in Ireland. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because no matter how high the bar is set, young Irish are going to meet that challenge. And they're increasing. Young man who said, I'm blown away by the talent I see walking in the door. Because I've been through all of these firms, well, most of them anyway. And when you say to them, well, tell you what, whatever challenge is set, when it arises. And for me, the single biggest criteria that's come from our country in the last 20 years has been the confidence of our young people. And our education system is flexible. It's also dynamic. It makes mistakes, as we all do here and there. But it's like you're waiting for that, if you're a surfer, you're waiting for the wave. It's not 100 yards of it, it's a half a mile. So for those of you who are surfers, do not go off to the strands because someone's waiting too fast. So in any event, that's where we are. And for 2016, we want to tie all of the Irish lands together. United States, all the places where the Irish enclaves have been, Australia, South America, Europe, everywhere else, and tie them all together digitally so that they know and understand that there's absolutely nothing can stop us as a people if we only apply ourselves to a single objective of building a country of which we can be truly proud. And that's our ambition, and that's one of our achievements. We've built so many other countries. I said, send for whom we build our own. And that's what we're going to do. So whether it be in business, in the States, or wherever else, we've got this connection which is very much alive, which is very strong. See John Dizzy down here, the finest fan memorial in the US, the Quinnipiac, and all the business. Planet.
standing there for any country.
So for the future, we've set up a strategy beyond 2020 that applies for people who want to invest in our country, and they're queuing up to do so. From a point of view of a brother of all the artists, they're now offering money to the country tax-free, spend on investment. I was in Germany with Chancellor Merkel 18 months ago. She said we need to do something about Ireland's credit in terms of access to credit for small businesses. But she offered the assistance of the KfW AAA-rated state bank in Germany. We put that facility together with Silicon Bank in California, with the European Investment Bank, and our own resources, put together a fund of $800 million last week on the table for small and medium enterprises, which will give us about $4 billion over the next couple of years, and that's in addition to what the restructured pillar banks are now lending. The interesting thing that I said about that is that the director of the European Investment Bank said to me, no other country in Europe could have done this in 12 months, but the entire facility was put together, conditions, regulations, money on the table, and signed off for less than 12 months. And that's the reason we want to show America and everywhere else that if you want to do business in Ireland, they're going to be able to do business in Ireland. Because the communication lines between business and government are very short, and they're for the right reasons. Because we want to open the doors for business, we want to open the doors for jobs and opportunities for people to live their lives, raise their families, and have their careers around this. On this conveyor belt of mortality. It was Kennedy who said that this is about leadership we need, not showmanship. He also said that we all have it to stay in the back, we all breathe to stay there, and we're all mortal. So while we're here in this magnificent setting, it's important to understand that politics is about people, first and last. And our challenge, to be honest with you, is the big macro figures moving in the right direction, everybody knows that. When they close the door at night to go home, you say, how am I? Am I doing better or worse than I was last year? What about all these sacrifices? I've been a very frustrating time. I want to bring my son or daughter back from Australia, or from America. And these are things that are important. And that's the challenge of government. In our most recent budget, first in 7 years, where there were no tax increases, actually reducing the taxes currently give back to those who are most severely pressurized. The privilege of being in Albert Hill in March and then speaking there at the great corporal of the United States, I was struck by the fact that when I looked at the American flag, I think of the national anthem and all the glory, said, next time you stand here with your hand on your heart and you sing the words of the national anthem, remember that the Irish are as tough and as brave and as courageous as ever they were. But some of them are not fully free because they can't go home because they won't get back. They're going to have legislation changed or changes made in the immigration status. It means that those people who are registered here, who pay their taxes here, who want to live here, will be able to go home. As I opened a family room in a hospital last week, which is there for bereaved, and somebody passed away. And the room was ugly, and all the furniture was nice and new. The main feature of the room was the television screen to have staff. And then I said, well, this is a bit elaborate. He said, well, that's actually for speaking to people in America. Can't go home for some of these things. I said, this is the president, this is the Speaker of the House. I said, if you're going to do anything, what we need is a facility to go and come. Go home and come back. Pay our way. And have a line for citizenship if that's what people wish. And that's what politics means to me in terms of being about. So, we've got challenges, structural change stuff ahead, reduce our debt, all that's going in the right direction. Believe me, all of course. Standing around here, this is a position where our country is moving ahead, probably in the right direction. I'd just like to tell you that page 5 of your book there, if you look at it, the picture of Victoria Houston in the village of Glam in West Kerry, and far in the distance you see the little shade and the big shade. And I think Shelley, there are 800 steps put up there in 880, where the monks live in the beehive huts at the Sodge. There are no handbags, there are no driveways, there are no GPS locators, so they have no kind of helicopters or drones to land in there. They land on a craft and walk up. George Bernard Shaw said, he was not walked among the beehive oratories on the British Shelley's. Does not know their country through their truth. When Shelley's knee, he said to me, now, why did you learn? What is your favorite knee for? And I said, lovers and habit. And he saw the eternal classic with the sun glistening on those waves, as he said, like shattered glass. And as they come off the headlands, sifting from the Americas to embrace Africa. So, we've come sifting to America for years. Now it's both ways. We've, the President of the Union, put together the two-tier discussion we want us to conclude. We want to engage with America, we want to work with America, help America, and stay with us. And that's about people, interconnected and interdependent. And for that reason, I just want to say that it's a privilege to accept the award. On my own behalf, but on behalf of all the Irish people, the Ireland US Council, so that I've done some job over the years, and I'm there to continue to do so. For you, Brian, I know that this is a business organization, and this is true. So here's the challenge. You've got great ideas, great people, great experience, and all of that. Would you, for God's sake, go into a room, the best people you can find here, whatever it takes for you, put together a little business plan for me. It might allow us to win the 11th final. And I have to say, by the biggest majority in history of the states, I'm going to say this state of the state, I'm going to Super Bowl, I'm going to build it to the House to ensure a county that has been in the top five for the last 60 years will have it work. This is about leadership. Thank you very much.